the main points. Stakeholders in the health sector in Cameroon have celebrated the announcement by the head of state of the recruitment of close to 10,000 personnel, saying it will provide better care to patients in the country. Experts from Kenya's space agency are investigating a 500-kilogram metal ring that crashed to Earth on Monday. The six matches of the National Division I Football Championship continue tomorrow Sunday in stadia across Cameroon. As part of efforts to transform Cameroon's healthcare system, President Paul Biya highlighted the government's commitment to improving access to quality care and reducing unemployment among young graduates in the health sector. Let's listen to President Paul Biya.
At the same time, we will keep up our efforts to enhance health care delivery by upgrading hospital technical facilities and expanding the health map. The recently inaugurated Ngaoundere and Betwa regional hospitals are part of such efforts. To improve the sector's performance, I have ordered the recruitment of 9,944 health workers over the next 5 years. This special recruitment initiative will not only help to reduce unemployment among young health sector graduates, but also significantly improve patient care.
Health care graduates and stakeholders of the Northwest region have celebrated the head of state's announcement that close to 10,000 health personnel will soon be recruited in the country. They say the move by the head of state will help provide better care to patients. Cordy Ndofuku Olivier reports from Bamenda.
The recent announcement by the head of state regarding the recruitment of health personnel has generated significant interest among healthcare professionals and stakeholders in the heart of the Northwest region, Bamenda. Nzeyimo Vivian is holder of a BSc degree in general nursing from the Faculty of Health Science, University of Bamenda.
The head of state promising us with this number, it was actually good to my ears.
To Ayunin Damaris, holder of BSc degree in nursing, the head of state's announcement is a welcome relief to yet to be employed. That if recruited, they will expand their services, improve patient care, and respond more effectively to public health emergencies.
We are expecting, though by right, that a concours be done. And if it's done per regional, we will be happy. Because to crowd a lot of population there at the central region, it's a lot of population and to cope with them.
Some health stakeholders are overwhelmed with President Paul Biya's offer. As they put it, it will help reduce workload and improve on the overall well-being of the region. Kalte Dafika Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Minister of Forestry and Wildlife wishes to inform economic operators of the timber sector who possess valid logging permits that the relevant technical services of the ministry will be on duty on the 4th and 5th of January 2025 as from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. to facilitate the establishment and issuing of documents relating to logging activities during the transition period from 2024 to 2025. Trade Minister Luke Magluambarga Tangana has called on heads of enterprises and retailers to respect the price tax approved by the government. He was speaking while assessing the promotional sales of basic commodities taking place at the 20th May Boulevard in Yaoundé, where there are price discounts of up to 3,000 CFA francs. Clarice Aritakang reports.
Some said they had been there for as early as the wee hours of the morning, just to queue up waiting for their turn to be served. Rice is the crowd puller at the 20th May Boulevard, as word goes round that the commodity is sold at discounts ranging from 1,000 to 4,000 francs less than the original price for a 50-kilogram bag, depending on the brand. The chaos which ensued for days prompted the intervention of law enforcement officers deployed to the site. Trade Minister Luc Magwamba-Gatangana, while assessing the progress of the promotional sales initiated by his administration, reassured consumers about the availability of these and other essential food items such as sugar and vegetable oil. Information gathered from wholesalers reveals that between 2,000 and 3,000 50-kilogram bags of rice are sold daily, responding to claims that this has led to some unscrupulous practices which saw buyers being turned away. Trade Chief Luc Magwamba-Gatangana maintained that there are enough quantities to go around beyond the first weeks into the new year, and added that only prices agreed upon with the government must be fully implemented. Citizens, for their part, have been urged to denounce activities which go contrary to the objective of the exercise.
CRTV News. Out of the country, experts from Kenya's space agency are investigating a 500-kilogram metal ring that crashed to Earth on Monday. The space junk fell on a village located 50 kilometers from the capital Nairobi called Mukuku. No one was reported hurt. In sports, the 2024-2025 National Division I Football Championship continues this Sunday with six matches programmed on stadia in the West Region, Douala and Yaounde. In the meantime, Cotonspor of Garoua and Lesastre of Douala separated on a 1-1 draw, just like Gazelle FA and Aigle Royal of the Mungu in two advanced the six matches played at the Rumdaja Stadium in Garoua last Thursday. Ben Collins, Nyeberiwo.
Gazelle FA of Garoua regained the top spot in the National First Division Football Championship with 11 points and a plus 8 goal difference, thanks to their 1-1 draw with relegation threatened Aigle Royal of the Mungu this Thursday. Gazelle are closely followed by Colombe Sportif of the Jar and Lobo, who have the same number of points and a plus 3 goal difference. Cotonspor Football Club of Garoua missed an opportunity to take a comfortable lead in the standings in another advanced day 6 match. Astro of Douala snatched a point in their 1-1 draw, becoming a stumbling block for Cotonspor. The result only moved Cotonspor from the 6th to the 4th place with 9 points behind Victoria United of Limbe, Colombe Sportif of the Jar and Lobo, and Gazelle FA of Garoua. The league table will change this Sunday after the last day 6 matches. Colombe Sportif of the Jar and Lobo will battle to regain the top spot when they face Union Sportif of Douala at the Mbappe Lepe Stadium. Before that duel, relegation candidates Dynamo of Douala and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda will clash. Victoria United of Limbe, with 10 points, will also be fighting to regain the top spot when they face 4th Azu Elite in Yaounde. Recently promoted Panthère Sportif of D in the 6th position with 7 points will host legendary Canon Sportif of Yaounde, who have 8 points. AS Fortuna Umfu, with 3 points in the relegation zone, will host Stade Rennais of Milan, who have 5 points and are closer to the relegation zone. A mid-table clash will pit Bambutus of Boda against PWD of Bamenda, both who have 6 points.
To end the news, once more the main points. Stakeholders in the health sector in Cameroon have celebrated the announcement by the head of state of the recruitment of close to 10,000 personnel, saying it will provide better care to patients in the country. Experts from Kenya's space agency are investigating a 500-kilogram metal ring that crashed to Earth on Monday. The 6 matches of the National Division I Football Championship continue tomorrow Sunday in stadia across Cameroon. That ends the 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry.